Scientists on an Australian museum expedition to the Solomons say they expect to identify two new species of mammal. Locals on the island of Malaita have given descriptions of what appear to be a new species of bat and a giant rat. Jemima Garrett has our report.
The Solomons Archipelago is a biodiversity hotspot known for its birds and small mammals. It's so rich, pioneering mammalogist Tim Flannery dubbed it the Galapagos of the Western Pacific. Now the next generation of explorers, led by the University of Queensland's Dr. Tyrone Lavery, is out in the jungle looking for new species.
There's some really fascinating species here, like the monkey-faced bats. They're a group of five bats that are found nowhere else in the world. And they've evolved here in Solomon Islands to take on roles that in other places would be occupied by things like monkeys or possums. So they're a really interesting bat.
Dr. Lavery is in Solomon Islands on an Australian Museum Research Institute Expedition Fellowship. He and a party of 14 others have just completed a two-week journey crossing the rugged island of Malaita from east to west on foot. Unlike expeditions of a century ago, more than half of this group is made up of Solomon Islanders who are playing a crucial leadership role. Chief Esau from Kwanisi still hunts for food. His sighting of a giant rat a decade ago helped bring the expedition to his area.
I see it once in my life when I'm hunting, 2006, when I'm hunting and I saw the giant crab.
Schoolteacher Tommy Asau says the 5 days of walking between villages were gruelling, but a close call with the giant rat or quetta has him elated.
So far, we had some few stories about few fighting about quetta to different places that we visited. And also, just this morning, that few villages in Olamburu that we visited, they nearly kept the quetta this morning, but somehow it just escaped.
The Solomon Island expeditioners will continue to work with villagers. With their help and images from camera traps, they're confident they'll soon have a definitive description of the quetta. Dr. Lavery believes it's very likely to be a new species.
Back in the 1940s, they described this monster rat of Malaita that could crack the local canarium nuts and strip coconuts. But until now, no scientist has looked at this rat and described what it is. So to get some accounts from people here having seen it and quite recently also having captured it, that's really exciting.
Prospects for identifying a new monkey-faced bat are also looking good.
There's been no monkey-faced bats found on Malaita before, and one story that I was told was a really great description of what I thought sounded like a monkey-faced bat. So hopefully when we come back in October to do a more detailed survey and target some specific areas, we can turn up a monkey-faced bat.
There's no time to waste. Threats to the giant rat and the monkey-faced bat are many. Chief Asau is working with neighbouring communities to build a partnership for conservation.
The impact of the logging destroy the water and the land and everything. So that is why we don't want to do it. And for future generation, it's not safe for people in Malaita.
Results from the Malaita trip could be known within 10 weeks. Other expeditions will go to Guadalcanal and Bougainville before the end of the year.
Jemima Garrett reporting.